Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And Barbara Friedman, it's so nice to see you. Face to face. Barbara Friedman, of course, with Bob's Wire, just looking at all those trending stories that you and I are going to be talking about. You're not a Seapoint resident, are you?
No, but I did grow up there.
Is it? I don't know. Well, apparently. Apparently, some nurses and teachers will be able to live there as well now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go down that route. Now, why hashtag Rachel has been the biggest trending story since yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to not have to mention this, but seeing that we are doing the top trending stories, we can't avoid it. So Rachel Khaleesi, wife of Springbok captain Siya Khaleesi, has made the news again on social media. She has shared a video on her Instagram stories, that's also all over Twitter, where she basically explains how she's been blocked by a woman who allegedly DM'd Sia an explicit photograph of herself, and she wonders if anyone has the woman's contact details. And she actually says in the video how angry she is. She's red in the face with anger, and gone are the days where women have to take this, and I won't use the word, SH whatever.
One T.
One T. Those days are over, exclamation mark. And social media, obviously, quick to react. And, I mean, the tweets have been like 80,000. And then there's also tweets hashtagging Sia, hashtagging the poor woman, who I'm not going to say whether she was guilty or not. I mean, some people are saying that he instigated it. Others are saying she instigated, but Rachel's very, very angry. And I think it just raises that issue of, social media. And also sending pictures and all those kinds of things. So I just thought I'd raise that. I don't know what your thoughts are.
We'll try and contact Rachel a bit later.
Ooh, dear.
Come on. Just think about it. If someone does that with your partner, right, what are you going to do?
I wouldn't go onto social media, but that's just me.
Okay. But some people will lose their SH1T.
Exactly.
And I think rightfully so. If she chooses to go public with it, it's her public.
No, for sure.
It's her choice to do so. And if she wants to call out this woman, then let her do that, or else this whole thing is going to sort of linger in the background. Mm-hmm. And we then wonder why everybody's looking grumpy. But now we know.
But this is amazing how public this stuff gets these days.
Indeed. Now, everyone in England will be an automatic organ donor from next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an amazing, amazing new law, known now as the Max and Kira's Law, after 9-year-old Kira Bell donated her heart to 10-year-old Max Johnson. And in fact, Kira saved 4 lives in total, including Max's. And, according to UK government stats, there are more than 6,000 people there awaiting organ donations. And 3 people die every day while on that waiting list. Currently, only 38% of people in England have opted in. From 2020, you don't have a choice. You automatically are in unless you decide to opt out. And I think that's actually a sensible plan. I mean, I think it automatically makes you an organ donor unless you feel for conscience, religious or other reasons that you don't want to do it. And I would love to see that worldwide, because I think that a lot of people just don't organize to be an organ donor. And this sort of almost makes it just easier to be one.
Well, I think it's something that we should do, and opt out rather. And there are lots of people whose lives are lost because, we just couldn't care.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. But anyway, finally, the last one here, the last trending story. 3 more eggs a week increase your risk of heart disease and early death, says a new study. And I say, well, then at least I'll die happy.
You know, I'm raising this because, we've had the Banting diet, we've got the keto diet, we've got this diet, that diet. I mean, there's research to back up either side of the story. So a few years ago, it suddenly became okay to eat as many eggs as you like. I don't know if you recall this. And so everybody was eating eggs. Now, a new research has been released in the medical journal JAMA in America, and they're saying no, now eggs again are bad for you, that the eggs, the cholesterol in the yolk is bad for you. And they've done a very extensive study with 29,000 people followed for 17 years, showing all the cardiovascular events and other health problems that have happened. So who knows? I've just decided that, you know, honestly, you can find research to back up whatever your diet is. So I just thought I'd throw that out there in case people are worried about their egg consumption.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other one I want to put out there. You know, all these healthy diets, and everybody tells you mustn't eat this, and you mustn't eat burgers, and you mustn't eat that. And you get to, you're sort of 44, 45, and you go, you know what, to heck with that. I will stay fit. I will walk. I will run. I won't have too much sugar. But for crying in a bucket, if I want to go and have a Rockamama's burger, I'm going to do that. If I want to have chips on the side, I'm going to do that. Because we end up eating leaves and not really enjoying our food, and then you die, and then what?
Yeah, no, I have come to the conclusion in my older years that it's about eating moderately.
Indeed.
Eat whatever you like, but
Indeed.
Eat less and move more.
Well, there we go. I like it. Sage words, I got to tell you. Thank you so much. That is Barbara Friedman with Barb's Wire.